Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
Everything. Come on, let the world know Jesus is my everything. He's better than anything I've ever had in my life. Better than alcohol, better than marijuana, better than Bud Light, better than Disney World, better than Six Flags, better than King Dominion, better than Jamaica, better than the Bahamas. Come on, let's give this great God the best praise. Come on, He is awesome. He is amazing. He's all-encompassing. He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. Nobody greater, nobody stronger. Come on, let's lift Him up. My healer, my deliverer, clap your hands and give this great God great praise. Gladys Knight is one of my favorite singers. She's from Atlanta, Georgia, and Gladys Knight was singing about a man that she was in love with. And I'm not talking about the midnight train. But Gladys Knight wrote a song and she was singing about a man. And she said, "You're the best thing that ever happened to me." Anybody remember that song? Gladys Knight wrote, "You're the best thing." Now the scripture says your wife is a good thing. But your wife is not the best thing. Jesus is the best thing. He's the reason you got a wife and you got a family. You got your health. You got your strength. You got your energy. You got your ability to think, your cognitive awareness. In Him we live, move, have our being. And right now, let's talk to Him. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you with me to talk to Him. And I want you honestly, openly, reverently, intimately, to start this meeting off by telling God how much you love Him. I am in love with you. I know your love language. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I know that you like to be touched, and I want to touch you, and I want you to touch me. Before we ask you to do anything to heal anybody, we just want you to know how satisfied we are with you. We want you to know that you are very special and you are very much the reason everything that's going is going and everything that's moving is moving. You're the one that puts everything in motion. And in this moment, we just want to say thank you. Come on, open your mouth and say it. Thank you. Lord, I personally want you to know that I'm not ungrateful. I am thankful. Selfish, self-centered. I am grateful and thankful for things being as well as they are. They could be worse. But God, you're holding everything together. And I want to thank you. We ask these next few moments that you would anoint these lips of clay to speak as an oracle of Christ. Hide me behind the cross and let no one take any credit or any glory. But all the glory, the praises, they belong to you. And the people said, amen. Come on, look at somebody next to you and say, "You look so good, I want to put you in Vogue magazine." Come on, look at somebody and tell them how good they look. Praise the Lord. Now give the Lord a mighty hand clap of praise. Amen. It's so good to be at the river, and it's so good to be with the most amazing band in the land. We have some of the best musicians anywhere, anytime. And we are so grateful for our singers. And I'm telling you, how about this minister of music? How about the singers? Come on, let's let them know we appreciate good gospel music. We wish we all could sing like they sing and do what they do. I just celebrate what somebody can do that I can't do. When you can't do it and you're mad at it, you're a hater. When you celebrate it, it says that you appreciate uniqueness. and the capacity and content that God has given other people. I'm blessed to be with Pastor Ronnie Reed. We've been doing this for a long time, and I was fortunate enough to be sitting next to your pastor. He can sing, he can dress, he's got a smoking hot wife, he's got beautiful daughters, he pastors the best church. I can understand why people are jealous and envious of him. He's a blessed man. Would you let the man of God know, amen, we love you, we celebrate you. Look at Lauren. Teaching seventh grade. His daughter works at Target. His dog is blessed. His goldfish is blessed. His hamsters are blessed. It's amazing that God has allowed them to do what they do as long as they have done it. And we've gotten the opportunity to see him in several stages of his ministry. And how many of you can honestly raise your hand and say, Crystal River is better because God brought Ronnie Reed to this great place? Come on, let's let him know how much we love him and appreciate him. Well, let me put my eyes on so I can see where we're going today. It's so good to see our associate pastor and all of the staff that assist the man of God. And it's good to see Johnny Cash, brother, here. Come on, let's praise God for Roger Cash. He's got a new position, but he don't have a new attitude. He's the same loving, stately, anointed man of God and his wife. We love her so very dearly and so deeply. But let's get into the word of God and go to Hebrews chapter number 8. When you find it, say amen. If you don't have it, someone would be very kind to share with you. And if they're not kind, and you can just look up and you can see the word of God on the screens there, an initiative of our leader to put the word of God all over this sacred sanctuary. And I believe that this particular word I'm giving is a word that is going to be a part of my life and repertoire for a very long time. And you will find us in the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews, the theme of this book is Jesus is better. And I'm believing God for better things and better days ahead. Would you shake your big head and say better days ahead? I know that Kit Kat says you deserve a break today, but you deserve better than where you are. You need to treat yourself better. You need to treat the people that love you better. And then you need to treat your God better. Come on, say amen. And treat other people better. Love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you and mishandle you. God always has something better. And so that's my theme for this revival. Better days ahead, better things are coming. And let's consider Paul writing to the Hebrews and hear what he says. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator or the arbitrator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Notice that B clause. A better covenant. He's the mediator of a better covenant. And it is established on better principles. Right. I was in Africa last year. And while in South Africa, there is a saying all over the continent that is very different than the way we use the word better in North America, in our Western Hemisphere. We use the word better to basically suggest how you're feeling. I'm feeling a little better. And if you're from Alabama, they use terminologies like this. Well, I'm feeling some better. But in Africa, it's a totally different ethos. It's a totally different way of thinking using the word better. They don't use the word better. They say better, B-E-T-T-A. And the definition of better means to prosper, to overflow, and to succeed. When a person says, I am feeling a little better, there is no such thing as a little overflow, a little prosperity, and a little success. And so we have misplaced and misused the word better. Well, I'm feeling better today than I did yesterday, because we really don't understand the power of what it means to say God has a better covenant based upon better promises. So the definition of the word better in the Hebrew, it means to prosper, it means to overflow, and it means to succeed. To say God has something better literally means that God is going to make you laugh like he made Sarah laugh after year 99, when she thought because she was barren that things would never get better. God gave her a baby at 99 years old. Better is when God decides to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. When your socks are blessed off. Well, some of y'all ain't got no socks on, but in other words, it is a terminology that God blew my mind, that God has literally rocked my world and caused me to know without a shadow of a doubt, in the words of that great Andre Crouch song, can't nobody do me like Jesus, can't nobody love me like Jesus, can't nobody lift me like Jesus. I wish I had 25 people that would say, better is not a state of mind. Better is where we're going. Better is what's on God's agenda. Better is how I'm going to be feeling. I feel overflow. I feel prosperity. And I feel success. Your worst days are behind you. Your best days are in front of you. Can I get somebody to tell the devil, go to hell by yourself? I'm getting ready for better. Let me put this in your spirit. The definition of better is overflow, prosperity, and success. Now, in America, when you use the word prosperity, especially in the non-word of faith churches, prosperity means air-conditioned doghouses, a stretch Lexus, a Rolex, but that's not what prosperity means biblically. Prosperity means that I am effective. It means I'm running on all cylinders. It means I got it going on. It means things are on and popping. It means things are happening so fast, it's about to make my head spin. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God gives us a word in Psalms 1, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And if you are a blessed, God-fearing child of God, and you made up your mind that I'm blessed and not cursed, I'm above and not beneath, it's time for you to tell the spirit of poverty, the spirit of low self-esteem, the spirit of disgrace and discouragement, I'm shaking it off and I'm getting ready to walk in better. Would you lift up your hands and say, be better? My God, can I preach to y'all in this house tonight? Can you see it? Our Western philosophy of better is, I just feel a little better today than I did yesterday. We demean the word better. And we use the word better saying that better is just above bad. But look at what the scripture says. Better is not above bad. Better is what Jesus offers us in the book of Hebrews. That I am better. I'm better than alcohol. Better than drug addiction. Better than an affair. Better than running around and carrying on and acting like a fool. I'm offering you peace. I'm offering you joy. I'm offering you real love. I'm offering you the fruit of the Spirit. I'm offering you kindness and goodness. Everything that the devil offers takes you to the bottom. The devil only offers the bottom. The bottom. The bottom. The bottom. When you get through with the devil, you always end up in the bottom. Somebody don't believe it? You remember Joseph? The devil said, I got you in the pit. You're the first Me Too man. Potiphar's wife. tried to rape you, and you had to run for your life, and then you end up in jail. The devil said, boy, I got you at the bottom. But how many of you know that the bottom to us is only a springboard for God? Next thing you know, Joseph with God went from the bottom all the way to the palace, all the way to being the prime minister, all the way from being second in command. Why? Because things are always better when you got Jesus in your life. Look at your wife and shake your head and say, I wouldn't be married to you without Jesus. Wait a minute, don't look at her, look straight at me. Because your wife is liable to look at you and say, child, please. But marriage is better with Jesus. Relationships are better with Jesus. The only thing that we get to choose in life is our spouse and our friends. Everything else, you can't choose your family. You can't choose your DNA. You can't choose your last name. The only thing you can choose in your life, sisters and brothers, is your spouse and your friends, and choose to have a positive attitude and outlook on life by choosing life and not death. I set before you life and death, good, evil. Choose life and you shall live. Right. Sisters and brothers, I want you to understand something. The devil offers the bottom. Mephibosheth, you remember him? He was down at the bottom in a place called Lodibar. And next thing you know, he went from the bottom to better. How many of y'all remember that itinerant preacher from Nazareth named Jesus? The devil said, I'm going to take you to the bottom. And he took him all the way to the grave. Took him and put him in a tomb. And Jesus for 3 days and three nights was at the bottom of the earth. But on the third day morning, Jesus rose from the bottom and went all the way back to glory. I wish I had somebody that would say, if God can raise his son, then God can raise your daughter. He can raise your husband. He can raise your situation. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're going from the bottom all the way to better. Anybody know what it's like to be at the bottom? Come on, wave your hand and feet and say, yes, sir, I've been at the bottom, but God offers better. I don't know. I might say something that's very controversial. Sickness is better with Jesus. Cancer is better with Jesus. Diabetes is better with Jesus. Arthritis, bursitis, migraine headaches, because without Jesus, it's hard to call on somebody that you don't know. But when you call upon the name of the Lord, I want you to know, sisters and brothers, things do get better. And the more you call him, the more he'll lift you. And one thing about being lifted by God, when he lifts you up, he gives you beauty for ashes, and he puts on the garment of praise for that heaviness, for that depression. Somebody lift up your hands. Jesus is better than Xanax and Zoloft and sleeping pills. He is the peace that passes all understanding. I came to tell you, there's nothing better than Jesus. Better covenant, better promises, overflow, success, and prosperity. Lift up your hands and say, that's where I'm going. Overflow, success, and prosperity. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you've been. But honey, if you're on your way to better, then let's go together. Let's not look to the past. Let's not look to yesterday's old baby mama drama. Same old sad love song. Same bickering. Enough is enough. Don't you want something better than the bottom? Jesus is better than welfare. He's better than being dependent on the government. He's better than being dependent on the doctor or your lawyer or your codependent friendships. He's better, and he's offering better. Let me tell you what happens to a blessed child of God when they choose these better promises First thing that happens in your life, brothers and sisters, is once we grasp this, we believe right. And some people, I want y'all to understand something. There are people in our community that believe some crazy stuff. Some weird, off the wall things that make you say, Man, the other day, that great believer in how creation got here, and that man got on television and said that aliens instituted creations. A blob, a Big Bang theory. Not in the beginning God, only a fool would believe that God created all of this. And that's called corrupt thinking. Baseless thinking. The heavens declare the glory of God and the earth his handiwork. And 6,000 years, some folks say that this earth has been in existence. Some say perhaps billions of years. But I want you to know, sisters and brothers, that God has sustained the whole thing from its beginning, and he will sustain our ending. And so the first thing, sisters and brothers, if you look at the book of Hebrews, it is also thematic that the word better is preeminent in the text, but it is also about faith. What you believe when your back is against the wall. What you believe when things get shaky and unstable in your life. Aretha Franklin wrote a song, "Rock Steady, Baby." When things going crazy, just stay steady. Be still and know that God is God. And I want you to know, trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You got to believe that things going to get better. You got to have a positive outlook based on the scripture that God is not working against me. God is working with me and for me and on my behalf. No matter where I am. Lean forward, lean forward, lean forward, lean forward, lean forward. Bad things happen to good people. Come on, lift your hands and say, yes, I have had some bad things happen in my life. Terrible things. Family things that I don't want to talk about. Family things that I don't want to discuss. Bad things happen to good people. There's sin in the world and evil in the world. And the devil's in the world trying to take you to the bottom. How many of you know if he tried to take Jesus to the bottom, he's going to try to take you to the bottom? But lift your hand and say, I refuse to go down to the bottom. That's why I don't eat catfish, because they dwell on the bottom. I don't eat mullet, because they're down at the bottom. I want to be a part of a group of people that made up their mind, enough of this negativity and this drama and tweeting like you're crazy. It's time for you to cut the phone line, break the cell phone, shut the blinds, and get intimate with God and get all this clutter out of your mind. Come here, Sam. Let me show you something. Better. You got to think better. This is the way we are as an individual. Come here, Minister Music, with that pretty purple. Oh, man, you look like you're ready to marry Marilyn Monroe's cousin. Come here, Sam. This is how it works. Thinking better. Spirit, soul, and body. Well, look at all this chicken up in here, boy. That man went on a pot pie binge last night. And listen, ain't nobody in heaven skinny happy. I want to die with the fat round my heart. I want to die with a chicken wing in my hand. He's dead, but he won't let go of this chicken wing. I want some wings and things, baby. Give me some wings and things. Let me show you something. Better. I'm talking about better things. Better days ahead. Here's your spirit. When you get saved, your spirit gets saved. It's called regenerated. And my God, when you get saved, everything is glory, hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Your spirit is renewed and you're fired up and ready to go. And then you got to deal with your soul, your emotions, your mama nim, your daddy nim, the way you was raised, what you are predisposed to, and all. Anybody in this room can honestly lift your hands in front of everybody and say, I got some jacked up trailer park ghetto crazy people in my family that I need to go to Mari Povich and get a DNA test, because these crazy people cannot be kin to me. Have you ever been in Walmart, Publix, Kroger, Target, and saw your family and your big self tried to hide behind something? Your soul. And then your body. In order for things to get better, this is your body. You got to keep it under subjection. You got to make it your slave. That's why fasting and praying and getting the word in, word up, you got to get the word down in your soul. You got to get this guy straight. I call this the hallway. And some of y'all, your spirit and your body is all jacked up because you got too much clutter in the hallway. You got drama, you got craziness, you got bipolar, schizophrenic, depression. Your soul is your emotional part. And if you're going to be better, you got to do some work. Somebody say, define marriage. Ask me, define marriage. Work. Rihanna say, work, 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 work. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It's work. And if you're going to be better, you got to get your soul right. You got to be able to see your enemies walk in a room, and you have to be saying, hey, how y'all doing? I know y'all tried to kill me, but I'm still here. I know y'all tried to destroy me, but I still got it going on. Can I get somebody in this house that made up your mind, I'm not going to be a tail light when God called me to be a headlight? Somebody throw your hands up and say, I refuse to go to the bottom. You got to get this hallway right. Come on. Come on up, body. Come on up, big body. Come on up, Josh. You got to get this hallway right. You know what, in America, you know what political correctness is? It is when you elevate sensitivity over truth. That's political correctness. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, so you let them hurt your kids. A little boy got suspended for 5 days in Alabama because he told a teacher, yes, ma'am. It offended me that he said, yes, ma'am, because I really don't feel like I'm a ma'am. This is crazy. Look at somebody and shake your head like a black man with a Jerry curl and say, this is crazy. This is where America is. We can't get better because the hallway's too cluttered. Black and white folks fighting over flags and pigmentation. I know some black people I don't want the Lord to kill them. I want the Lord to move them to Iraq. And don't play the radio with that Sunday morning lemon sucking face. You know some white people that I don't want the Lord to kill them. I just want the Lord to let them swim with dolphins that are really sharks. That's what I want the Lord to do. White folk got some white folks that they can't get along with, and black folk got some black folks they can't get along with, and Mexicans got some Mexicans. Ain't no need to hate on nobody from a race, because everybody got junk in the trunk. Everybody got something. Don't allow these sociological stereotypes to make you hate people, and you might have to get blood from them. Listen, you got to get this guy right in order for better. You got to get your hallway right. You can't go from your spirit to your body if you got a lot of clutter in the hallway. Our marriages can't get better till we get the clutter out the hallway. Unforgiveness, bitterness, meanness. I'm telling you, once we get the hallway right, then things can start going through that hallway. I'm telling you, if you ever got your hallway, in other words, I'm talking about super sensitive men and overly emotional women. I'm talking about people with all of their emotional baggages. Before you can fly, check them bags, and there's a 50-pound weight limit. Can I sit down? Can I deal with this? Because if we're going to get better, we got to get this hallway, our soul right, so we can think right. Whatsoever things are lovely. Go to Philippians 4 and 8. Well, I'm helping three folks in this room. Come here, soul. I'm a soul man. With your curly head, Smokey Robinson looking self. Every time I look at this brother, all I want to say is, ooh, baby, baby. Don't act like y'all don't know who Smokey Robinson is. You sitting there with your saved, sanctified Jerry Curl self. Don't it look like Smokey third cousin? Once you get your soul right, your emotions, your get mad, apologize later, tear the store up. What you mean? Who you think you talking to? Trying to tell me that giving 10% of my money will bring a blessing. I don't believe in tithing. Got to get your soul right. If you're teachable and trainable, you're unstoppable. If you're teachable and trainable and you're not easily offended and looking for a reason to get mad. Some people come in looking for a way to get out. You got two people in a marriage. One is looking to work it out and the other's looking for a door. You know why? Because they got too much clutter. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't gonna like what I'm about to say. Sometimes you got the wrong people giving you the wrong advice, and you will always end up on the wrong road. And when you really need help, wrong advice people will be gone. My God, you're the only one saying amen. The rest of them on Oxycontin. I thank God that you are awake this morning. This is the way you got to think. If you're going to be better, you got to think right. Say it. I got to think right. I got to get this clutter out of my head. If you dating somebody and you got to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning like Jacques Cousteau and check their cell phone, boy, it's quiet in this church. If you got to hire a private investigator to tell you what you already know, or maybe it's not them, it might be you, boo. If you are living in a house and it's driving you crazy, if you getting beat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you're already checked out, but you have to pretend that you're still in,
my God.
Your soul got too much clutter. And then you got some folks on one end saying, hold on, let go, turn loose, tie a new knot. It's time to get the Holy Ghost. Child, you need to go to the Beyonce concert. Child, you need to get in the altar. You need to go to the altar. Have you ever had that in your life where you just feel like, you got me going in circles? I don't know why I'm channeling all this Motown stuff up in here today. In order to be better, you got to think right. Whatsoever things are what? True. Noble, just, pure. This is the way you got to think. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and stay away from Mr. In-Between. You got to let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else is evil. Let your yes be yes. I'm standing where I'm standing. I have a standard. God is my standard. The devil's trying to take me to the bottom, and I'm going to better. And I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. And I'm not going to let nothing between my relationship with God. Lift up your hands and shout in this house, better. And guess what else you got to do? Come on, Smokey. If you're going to better, let me give you about three things. You got to believe right. Get rid of all unbelief and faithlessness. For when you believe right, you see right. Ephesians 1 and 8. The eyes of your heart being enlightened. Notice that. You got to believe right, and then you got to see right. Then you got to live right. You got to live. Imagine that. You actually got to live right. You got to love right. You got to love without partiality. Huh? You got to believe right, speak right, think right, live right. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is truth and hope. Honey, if we're going to better, stand right there. We got to get this hallway. Go down the hallway. You got to get this guy to walk down the hallway of your life without anything in between it. Come on back up the hallway. See, you look at him running up the hallway. I got a neighbor that is an older gentleman from the Far East. And he jogs. And he jogs early in the morning. And so one day I woke up and I said I was going to jog with that old man. And in my mind, because I wasn't thinking right, I said, I'm going to beat this old man. And the man and me were jogging. And wait, you're too fast. I'm too fast. Watch this now. Watch this. Stay behind me. Now, wait a minute. I'm in charge up in this mug. I was beating the old man. And I didn't realize I ran four blocks past my house. And I was tore up from the floor up. I couldn't breathe. I needed CPR. I needed oxygen. And the old man just passed me, dummy, and went on. I was competing with a man that didn't even know we was competing. Because when you ain't thinking right, you get involved in stuff that entangles your whole life and wears you out. Lift your hands in this room. How many things are you entangled in that's robbing you of better? How many people in your family are draining the life out of you? How many things have you gotten connected to that's sucking the power out of you, that's embalming you? And guess what? I never ran with that old man again. I was competing with him, and he didn't even know. And I ran four blocks past my house. And I had to pass that old man. He passed me, and he looked at me like, and went on about his business. In other words, he was focused, and he's getting his body better. And I wasn't really trying to get my body better. I was just trying to be out there running because I thought it was a good idea to run with him. In other words, if God don't put it on your heart, it'll never work in your head. Lift your hands all over this room. I'm trying to get better, but I don't know why I got here. You got to get your soul right. And if you don't get your soul, your emotion right, it'll take you all the way to the bottom. Can I talk to people with a quick temper? That's always mad. I mean, always on 10, and folks got to walk around on eggshells because they don't know. I'm not going to make it. Ain't no manners in this house. We ain't got no paper clips in this office. Wait, I can go get you some. See, that stuff come from your soul. Unmet needs, unresolved issues. People that don't know how to communicate, don't know how to talk, don't know how to touch, don't know how to not rock the boat. Sometimes you got to rock the boat. Sometimes in order to have peace, you got to lay everything on the table. And it's very difficult to be honest and transparent when your soul won't let you. I'm trying to get you better. Sometimes you just need to open up and let the poison ooze out of you. And guess what? You'll feel better. You'll think better. You'll speak better. I need somebody in this room that, and I'm not trying to embarrass nobody or put nobody on blast or make nobody feel bad, because I grew up in a house with an alcoholic. And I grew up in a house with a father that was an alcoholic. My grandfather was an alcoholic. Now, not my mama's people. My mama people, they had religious demons. My daddy folks had, let's get it on up in here. My granddaddy used to say, if I'm lying, may God strike me dead and be lying. And lying. If I'm lying, strike me and slap yourself in the back of his head. And then he had a heart attack. And he said, I don't think I should say that no more, Johnny Earl. I said, man, granddad, I guess you was lying. And then 6 months after the heart attack out there, he died. But he had all that junk in his soul. And he had all that junk in his trunk. And the doctor said, get off these cigarettes and get off this liquor and you'll live. And he basically said, I'd rather die with a cigarette in my hand and alcohol going down my throat. And that's the way he died. My God, he died at the bottom. Can I bring you home? Can I bring it home? You know, I met Whitney Houston in Newark, New Jersey. I met her when she was much younger. And I was younger. And guess how Whitney Houston died? At the bottom of a tub. Huh? Died at the bottom of a tub. And guess what? A year and 6 months later, her daughter died the same way. The people didn't see the same train wreck. Elvis Presley started in the church and ended up with Colonel Parker. And guess what? When Colonel Parker got through using and abusing him, he died on a commode. Talk back to me, church folks. Prince, the artist known as Rogers Nelson, excellent musician, died at the bottom. Michael Jackson died at the bottom. Princess Diana, the people's princess, died at the bottom. Amy Winehouse died at the bottom. Lift up your hand and say, Jesus is better. Come on, lift your hands and say, Jesus is better than dying at 49 years old, dying at 51 years old, dying at 48 years old. Elvis Presley didn't even make it to 50 years old. Jesus is better. Jesus is better. These young, angry men in America, the police can't contain them, can't stop them. It's like, I'm talking about I'm in the streets of Washington, D.C. I'm in the streets of Philadelphia. I'm in Cleveland. And this young boy walked up to me and said, I like the way you talk. Can you bury me in a LeBron jersey? And the boy was 12 years old. I said, what? Bury you? He said, I'm not going to live long. Everybody dies where I live. That's what the thinking is at the bottom. And you're sitting in this air-conditioned church with wall-to-wall carpet, cushion for your cushion, great singing, great musicians, great preaching, and we're sitting here with that bottom jealousy, envy, backbiting, finger-pointing, gossiping. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. God wants to take us to better places. He wants us to do greater things. He wants our kids to be baptized and full of the Holy Ghost and power. Can I get a witness in this house that would stand up in the White House and say, I want better? Sit down. Sit. But I got to get my soul right. I keep bothering you because my son looked like you. You reminded me of Jaden. You got to get your soul right. I didn't mean to go this way. I got a whole bunch of more material, but this is a good stopping point. Whitney Houston died in a tub. Amen. That's crazy. A 49-year-old woman can't take a bath because she might go to sleep and drown in a tub. That's sad. And then a year and 3 months later, I live down the street from Bobby Christina. She lives about a mile from my house, right by a Kroger. And a year and not even 2 years later, her daughter died just like her. That's what the bottom gets you. The pig pen. The prodigal son was getting ready to eat hog slop. And the prodigal son said, man, this is the bottom. I got to get to better. Lift up your hands in this room and say it. I got to get to better. Lift up your hands and say, I got to be able to sleep at night. Some of you go to bed, but you don't go to sleep because your mind is all over the place. And you got to take pills, so you go through the day like a zombie. And you're on edge, and you're tentative and anxious and full of anxiety. And I feel like something bad gonna happen because your soul is just all. Oh, can you imagine what Whitney Houston was going through before she died? I got to get another fix. I got to get something, a cigarette, a drink, some crack, I got to get something. Let me tell you what that's something that we all need. A closer walk with Jesus. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to look at this young, strong, tall, chicken-eating boy. And I want you to ball up your fists. I'm going to be better. I'm not going to be some better.
Right,
I'm going to be overflow prosperity and success. I'm going to overflow with love and generosity and goodness and meekness and self-control. I'm going to overflow with the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to overflow. My kids are going to look at me and say, Dad, I love you. And I'm going to say, I love you too. I'm not going to live. My father got saved and turned his life around and things got better. Well, let me tell you how they got better. What time is it? Anybody know what time it is? 9:48. Let me tell you what we did. Sit down, soul. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. My dad, I grew up in a house with an alcoholic. And dysfunction is 10 times worse when an alcoholic's up in that house. Talk back to me if you're not fake and phony and you know you live with some jacked up folks.
Amen.
Well, I lived in it. And my mom and I went to a revival, and the man said, anoint the liquor bottles. And we started anointing that Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker Red. We was anointing it. And then the Holy Ghost, we got radical. We got Buck Wild Holy Ghost, do the two-step for Jesus Wild. Kiki, do you love me crazy up in that house? And I said, Mama, let's pour the olive oil in the liquor. My mama was like, she come to my son and said, yeah, Lord, the Lord said pour it in him. We poured that, and we got extra virgin olive oil. You got to make sure them virgins is untouched. They can't be doing the stinky leg. They had to be virgins. And me and that gal put the oil in the liquor. It gave my daddy diarrhea. My dad went to the ABC store for, hey, what's wrong with this liquor? There's something wrong in him. That fool didn't know we were pouring olive oil in his liquor. He'd be at the red light saying, my God, there's something happening in here. I got to go in them bushes over there. We gave that man, we didn't. We could have killed him. My mom and I be in the car. Work it out, Lord, work it out. You know how to work it out. You know when to work it out. Fix it, fix it, fix it, Jesus. Fix it, fix it, Jesus. Jesus coming on a Honda. Jesus coming on a Honda. We were going to town. We almost, the man colon almost got ruptured out of his body. And my dad was coming home drunk. And when we were at our point that it ain't working, when we were at the point where we were willing to say it ain't working, the Lord let my daddy hit a pole. They put the pole up 2 weeks in front of a lake in front of his subdivision. And my dad hit the pole. Bam! Knocked him out. The police came and arrested him, driving under the influence. My granddaddy was our bishop and our pastor. The police said, Reverend DeLoach, we got your son-in-law up here. You need to come on down here. We don't want to charge him. We know you, and you're a great civil rights leader, and we want you to come on up here, and we'll release him to you. And my granddad said, take him on to jail. Take him on. We'll be down there to get him. Take him on down there. My daddy like, ain't this something? We went down there, and he was in the back seat. And the police said, son, you lucky to have a daddy, because if he wouldn't have hit that pole, he would have went right in that lake. Just like Ted Kennedy took that child, Mary Jo Kopechne, rode that child into that lake and left that child in that car, and that child drowned. My daddy would have died in that car. When we thought our prayers weren't working, God put up a pole. My daddy split that pole in half. And the police said, y'all lucky to have a daddy. And I said, no, sir. The rabbit foot didn't give the rabbit luck. Jesus is better. Amen. Lift your hands in this room. Let's hold the music. Brother Ronnie, when we thought our prayers weren't working, a pole was our answer to prayer. I came to tell you, son, it's going to get better. I came to tell you, when we were most weary, God put a pole up. And it signaled all the way to heaven. Said, things are going to get better. Stand up, baby. Lift your hands as high up as you can get them. And say, things are going to get better for me. I seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. When I was at my lowest, boom! About 3 o'clock in the morning, the lights went out. We didn't know what caused the lights. My daddy caused them to go out. And my daddy walked down the aisle and said, I'm through with this drink. It took me to the bottom. I want somebody in this room that's bold enough to say, this anger is taking me to the bottom. This unforgiveness is taking me to the bottom. This bitterness is taking me to the bottom. This religious, critical, traditional spirit is taking me to the bottom. To get up right now and walk to this altar. Ain't no way the Holy Ghost gave me this message. Yes, God. I want you to get up, saint, sinner, it doesn't matter, and get your hands up and walk down here and say, I'm going to better. That's it, with your hands up, son. I'm going to better. I'm not going back to that pornography. I'm not going back to that smut and that filth. And that I don't need to see women dressed like that, living like that, doing that kind of stuff. I want a pure heart. I want covenant eyes. I want to live my life above all of this junk and mess. Get up out of your chair and come down to this altar. No, just as I am. No organ, no keyboard. Walk down here. I want better. Come on down. Come on down. I'm going to wait on you. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come on, pray with me. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Come from everywhere. Start walking forward. Come on down. This ain't a pole. This ain't a pole that you're going to crash into. But I want you to know that the devil wouldn't like anything less than to have your name in the obituary. The devil wouldn't want anything less than to tear up your family, separate your children, separate you from people that love you, that were willing to give you tough love. Come on, Josh. Come on, Josh. Come on, musicians. Come on, everyone standing in this place. Listen, in America, it's too late in the evening. It's too late in the world for us to be playing church, for us to be playing religion, for us to be hypocrites, for us to be liars, for us to deceive ourselves. It's too late in the evening. Thank God that President Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Don't you see the signs of the time? Don't you see earthquakes in Hawaii? Hurricanes are on the way to Hawaii. Open your eyes, people. God's got better. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit. There are people. I want you to right now grab the back of your chair and squeeze it. And I want you to reason. You know what God does? This is what God does that I have difficulty doing. He reasons with his enemies. He says, less. Can I get this chair, Sam? God says, give me two. Give me two chairs. Watch this. God says, they got it. My God, I didn't know this was a science project. Grab that chair, Sam. Come here, Pastor Ronnie. Come here, Sam. Sit down in front of the pastor. Grab his hands. God says, come, let us reason together. Let's talk this over. Let's put everything on the table. I'll bring my stuff. You bring your stuff. And we'll talk. Not, I'm going to bust your head to the white meat. I'm going to curse your kids. God says, let's sit down and talk this thing over. Why don't you get your wife and your family and come to this altar? We got a few minutes. If you want better, come on down to this altar. Grab hands again. I know y'all good Holy Ghost filled heterosexual men. But I'm telling you, what you going back home to? What you going to work to? What are you going into this world with that stinking thinking? Well, it didn't happen for me when I was 18. I had a scholarship, and it didn't work out. I went to school, and it didn't work out. So I'm just bitter and mean and hateful, and I'm going to treat people like trash because it didn't happen for me in my life. That was then. This is now. God wants better. Sing a little bit of that song. Lift your hands all over this room. If you want better, come on down. Y'all can stop holding hands. Sing it. Come on, lift those hands. I'm going to walk down this aisle. If anybody want to come the better, come on down this aisle. Anybody want better, come on down this aisle. Anybody tired? Anybody weary? Anybody ready for God to do a new thing? Come on down here. Come on. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you, honey. Come on down. Thank you, baby. You're making a great decision. Can't nobody help you like Jesus. That's it, baby. Come on down. And I'm using baby as a southern vernacular of endearment. That's it, honey. Come on. Come on. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. That's good stuff there. Deeper. Right now, I want you to pray with me. Turn me up just a little bit. Lord, I got to get this hallway straight. I got to get this emotion straight. I am way too emotional. I get too caught up in things that are toxic and debilitating. The Bible calls it entangled with the yoke of bondage. And today, I change my mind that I'm not going to be walking around in circles for the next 40 years of my life. I want better. I choose better. I am pro-life. I choose life, the God kind of life. I don't get stressed out and I got to go get a cigarette. I got to get a drink. I got to go do something that is dangerous.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.